This is Claudia Shambaugh, guest hosting today for Kimberly Martin with an all-important lineup of representatives of, and the brass, I'm just going to say it right now, from the Claire Trevor School of the Arts here at UCI. Welcome back. Today, my guests are interim dean of the Claire Trevor School of the Arts, Stephen Barker for the whole hour, and theater director Jane Page for the first portion of the show. First, the good dean. Stephen Barker has worn many an administrative and academic hats, and he's been here since 1987. Yeah. Acted, directed, danced, choreographed, and taught professionally in New York, London, and throughout Europe. And there's lots of cities I'm going to name. We're going to slide through them. And then South Central America. He's taught, acted, and directed at the Studio 68 of Theatre Arts, London. Taught dance and choreographed at the London Contemporary School. And we can tap dance. I wish I had the sound effects right now for that. He's performed throughout Europe with Moving Being, an internationally known multimedia company based in Cardiff, Wales. He's lectured extensively on art theory and history and on art, literature, and society throughout North America and Europe. Adding to his several books in aligned topics, he's currently working on a multimedia piece entitled Thresholds Bucephalus. I'm hoping that's close. And even before, though, I'm going to roll back that among the many things that distinguish his career here at UCI, he was ward of the newly installed Aesop sculpture by Suvero with his spray can in case he needed to touch up the graffiti. So that's part of the show. Joining us for then the first half, along with Stephen's going to be here for the whole hour, is Jane Page, who has previously appeared on a couple times on my show, Ask a Leader. So let's introduce you to her now. Jane is an assistant professor and head of directing. She's joined UCI's drama department January 2012. She'll be giving us a teaser at tonight's, the open house teaser staging of The Cat on Hot Tin Roof. Her extensive credits include some productions that, just remind me one more time, the London appearance that you had within the last 9 months. What was that called, Jane?
Well, we were rehearsing in London, and we actually performed in Vienna for the European premiere of Other Desert Cities.
She's known for her award-winning effort there, a production 2011, The Great Goddess of Bazaar, her direction of Amelia Lives, both at Edinburgh's International Fringe Festival and God of Carnage at the English Theatre in Vienna. In the U.S., she's contributed to Shakespearean festivals in Colorado, Kentucky, Utah, and St. Louis. She completed her master's in fine arts at Indiana University. And I want to go back. We didn't mention Steve Barker's B.A. was at Amherst. His MFAs, he's got three of them, one at the University of Arizona, one at Studio 68 Theatre of the Arts in London, and one at the London School of Contemporary Dance, and his PhD in English Compared Literature Theory and Criticism is at the University of Arizona. So at Jane's, as we mentioned, her master's in fine arts at Indiana University, so we've got a whole lot of theater field up here in Studio A. Good afternoon, Steve and Jane.
Good afternoon.
That sounds
Thank
like a primer on a reading. Stephen Jane. And this gathering in the Studio A around the corner, it's on a very auspicious day, and you may already know where I'm heading with this. It's the 200th anniversary of the birth of Adolf Sax, the Belgian instrument inventor, the inventor of the saxophone. And that's what I want to cue up the Darius Milhaud beautiful piece of Creation of the World so we could hear that sax. We may have a chance yet to do it. Well, Steve Barker, you have a special role out tonight's open house. It is happening around the corner tonight at 5:30. Going right until 8 o'clock is the Claire Trevor School of the Arts Open House 2014. What kinds of things do you want to titillate listeners into just for a few moments? And then we're going to give Jane, because she's got to get ready and set up over there. So when we get everybody in sort of a first brush, then we'll give Jane a chance to talk about her piece there. So what, Steve, can you let listeners know is there what they're in for? There's
Thank
a lot
you.
Of freebies, but there's a lot of like totally cool art installations there.
I want you to know I'm a professional titillator. So I'm absolutely prepared to do that.
Okay, FCC's ready for that.
Well, you said that none of these opinions were those of UCI, and certainly not of UCI. Okay, so
right.
Let me give a quick surround for what Jane is going to talk about, because it's extremely exciting. Both the play itself, which of course is remarkable play, which you would only know if you'd taken some courses in the drama department at UCI, which I hope you have, and if you haven't, please come and join us. But just in addition to the play itself, which is a remarkable classic of 20th century American drama, this production, with its incredible and expert direction by Jane, is also a remarkable production, as she will tell you. But let me give you a little surround for what's happening here. The School of the Arts Open House is a unique event on the UCI campus. Not only is it the School of the Arts, but it offers an extraordinary mix of what the four departments, dance, drama, music, and art, actually produce for the campus and the community. Keeping in mind that the School of the Arts is the most central, creative, and innovative engine, not only for the UCI campus, but for the region. We are the place from which creativity and innovation emanate. And not only are we that center, but that center is abuzz today. Here's what we have to offer, just in a nutshell. Can I say?
Yes, okay. right on that mic.
Oh, a little closer?
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Back in the old days, you were a little further away. Back in the old days.
Well, those are probably better engineered mics.
That's probably true.
We're trying to hold it together here. That's why we have fund drives, folks. Go ahead. Right into it.
One of the original faculty members of the School of the Arts at UCI was an artist named Ed Moses, who is now an internationally famous art figure.
Yep.
And he has been gracious enough to provide works of art for us to show in all three of our major gallery spaces. So what we have now is five decades of work from an emergent international artist who taught on the campus 50 years ago. The three spaces on campus pick up thematically on three different eras of Ed Moses' work. It's astonishing to see these very large, very dramatic works of art, beautifully mounted by the curators of our art department. You could spend your entire time at the open house just having a look at the art, but I highly encourage you not to do that, because in fact, from 5:30 to 6:30 in the dance offices, we will be having a dance wellness suite and injury consultation. This is good not only for dancers, but for anybody who moves. That's almost everybody. That is to say, this is all about the way in which dance and movement actually contribute to your physical well-being. This may be something you haven't thought about. It's something you could have a look at if you come over and visit us today between 6 and 8 o'clock. The art department is staging in the Contemporary Arts Center lobby an art fundraiser in which a series of art faculty members are actually auctioning off their own personal artwork. So for a very reasonable fee, you could get a piece of professionally produced art in the lobby of the Contemporary Arts Center Gallery. This is happening also between 5:30 and 8 o'clock tonight. There is an amazing group called Improv Revolution that's giving a family-friendly performance that is now a tradition in the open house, which will involve literally improvisation around themes that are put together by members of this very interesting group. That's available in the at the School of the Arts as well. The director of outreach for the School of the Arts, Megan McDonald, is going to be on the site to talk about the community engagement that the School of the Arts offers to the larger community every year, including the summer academies that have been going on for 3 years on the UCI campus in the School of the Arts, inviting younger people, students all the way from elementary school through high school level and at the university level. Some of these courses can be taken for UCI credit, by the way, that happened during the summer in an academy setting, which is a pre-professional level training intensive. Very interesting. Megan is going to be there to talk about those with anyone who wants to come and spend some of their time, summertime with us. We have in the Beale Center for Art and Technology an absolutely incredible new exhibition of work by a video artist named Edo Stern. These are a series of five interactive video game art pieces, which are user-friendly. That is to say, you can come and play the games in the space on 30-foot wall-sized screens, just in case your home screen isn't quite that big. Come and have a play with us tonight in the Beale Center for Art and Technology. And, of course, the Claire Trevor Theater, our largest performance space, has its 50th anniversary window display, which is going to show you some of the ways in which costume production happens in the School of the Arts. And, of course, across the street from, I assume you're over in the
We're in the Little Theater.
In the Little Theater, right nearby. One of the performance spaces we have is the Little Theater, which is in the School of Humanities, just across the bridge from the School of the Arts. This is where Jane Page will be operating an open rehearsal for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and Jane will tell you all
she
about
was.
It.
And for those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to Real People of Orange County, and I'm hosting a taking over for Kimberly Martin this afternoon. I'm Claudia Shambaugh, and we have on deck Jane Page, who's going to talk about her part of the open house and a bit about the program, the theater program at the UC Irvine Claire Trevor School of the Arts. And we have with us, and you just heard, Interim Dean of Claire Trevor School of the Arts, Steve Barker. So, Jane, you have in store a lovely... what's the theater term for the kind of format you're providing tonight?
Well, what we've done tonight, and I think it's a really unusual opportunity for community members, is we're opening the doors to our rehearsal. We are in the midst of working on the play. We're going to be working focused tonight between 6:30, and we'll work till 10 o'clock on Act 3 of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh, wow.
So people can slide into rehearsal, sit in the back of the theater, and watch us actually working moment to moment and then running sections of the play with rehearsal furniture. We'll see real bare bones process so that then when you come back to the play in production
in December, yeah,
in December, that you'll really understand the steps of going from rehearsal into performance. It's a really unusual play.
Before you go into that, so we want to know what the proper audience conduct is. Quiet, silently walking in and out?
Yes, the doors are going to be open, and just being mindful that people are inside working.
They're at work, yes.
Yeah, so that you just come in, but we welcome the community to come in and watch tonight.
Okay, so you were saying about this remarkable act?
Well, it's a really interesting cast because we are blessed to have Robin Buck, who is a faculty member, playing the role of Big Daddy.
The voice faculty member.
Exactly, and he's doing a terrific job. And we have 4 graduate actors that are playing roles and 6 undergraduate actors. And we also have 5 children from the community also in the play.
You got some. I remember when you were trying to recruit them.
Yes.
So you were successful in getting all the little age groups covered?
Absolutely.
Wow.
In fact, when we started rehearsal last weekend, the children came in and I handed them a paper and they looked at me and they went, "Jane, we can't read."
Which
was great
puppets?
Fun.
Oh, wow. Wow. So there's a little unintended
surprise
project, yes.
One of the other things that's unusual about this play is it's the first time that in my professional career I have a design team that is all female.
I'm so glad you get to say that in the show.
It's fairly remarkable. We have graduate students and undergraduate students designing for the show, but it's been a really interesting gift to have all women designers and a female director and a female stage manager in the room as we've been working on the play.
Well, that's a sneak peek on that one. We're going to talk about that a lot more in December. I think it's the first Tuesday in December. It might be the second one, but you'll know that from watching the KUCI website. So, is there a particular dynamic, a leadership, a rhythm, a communication sort of a style that shifts when you have all women on deck?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I think that there is a difference in terms of the dynamic between people, and I'm not sure exactly how to describe that, but the room just feels different. And we were talking about this as a team, that this kind of an experience is quite unusual. And we'll know sort of when we get the show up sort of how that has impacted the process. One of the things that's also unique that's going on in the drama department is this is our second year that we're doing a themed season.
Yes, right.
Which I think, and the season this year is Love, Lust, and Greed. And Cat on a Hot Tin Roof covers all 3 of those topics.
In spades, and that's a really intended pun. Yes. Yes. So that we're going to watch that. And so they already learned some of their lines, or we're going to see them holding up the script and working on that right now?
We are really close to being completely what we call off book, being memorized.
Oh, there's a term. Okay.
Yeah. And so we're very, very close. We're doing a lot of very detailed moment to moment scene work
Okay.
all the way through the play. The play deals with mature subject matter. So I think,
except for the kids that are watching, that are in the play. That's why I always wonder about that, when they're when children are acting and they hear things slung, verbal F-bombs and raunchy things. But what do you producers do about that?
Well, it's interesting because all of the parents have the script before we had an agreement for their children to be involved. We discussed very openly, myself with the parents.
They had
what the play is about, and making sure they're comfortable with that. We really control the amount of time the children are in the room, in the rehearsal room, and all the parents have said, we're going to tell our kids what the play's about so they really understand. We try and minimize the number amount of time they're in the room during the rehearsal, because it's a tough play. It's a very tough play.
Right.
So we're in good shape.
Okay. Jade them from theater and life and everything, but wow. Okay, we've got 5 more minutes with her, so we'll give her the fullest opportunity to talk about working with the students, the all-female production crew. There's a lot of different things, dealing with the script that some can or cannot read. We have all kinds of ethnicities of kiddos here. Does it matter? Do they have to sound Southern or what?
The children, we have not addressed Southern in their lines, because they're generally making an enormous amount of racket when they're on stage. They're described as no neck monsters. So
that's what a gay playwright calls them.
I'm not sure if that's specifically identified to that particular
playwright. Yeah,
playwright.
But they have lines.
Oh, absolutely.
But you said they make a lot of noise. But I cannot, when I've seen the Black Cat on Hot Tin Roof, I don't remember any children, but maybe they're running off and on the veranda. Okay.
They're often cut. And I think it's critical to have children in this household and in this family, and that, because the play is so much about the legacy of land and identity, that if you don't have children, it sort of stops the ball,
so to speak. Okay. Well, see how... I always just, I'm so endeared how thoroughly Jane Page approaches theater, and not drama, because she's taught me that. It's theater. Drama, it cuts out comedy. So theater is encompassing everything, right?
Well, theater, to me, is the art form of producing. Drama can be the study of and the literature. That's how I was taught the difference.
And so
in
that's
terms of, you know, that I'm more, I am somebody who is, I teach and practice theater and use the literature, which is drama, in service of the producing. That's only one perspective. I'm sure there's other perspectives on those two terms within our staff and faculty.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and I know we're going to make sure that ticket sales are brisk. There's going to be how many productions? There's probably about 5 or 6 at least.
There's about 10, I believe.
10 total.
Yeah.
Because it's a little theater. It's very small.
Right.
And the little theater... If that sounds like it's just too local to be true and too small scale, it does not take away from your experience of being fully immersed in a theatric setting experience. You always take me to places in that setting.
I think it provides a really intimate relationship between the text, the story, and the audience.
Without any apologies taken
no,
at all.
Best of what, it's still 165 people, so it's not tiny. This is not like a small studio theater in New York. It's a lovely size to do these kinds of plays in.
And I guess, and Steve can answer this too as a performing artist too, is what's an acceptable in Southern California, because I know it changes when you go to the South and you go to the Northeast and all that, but what's an acceptable callback response, kind of emotion, audio feedback from an audience? You want people to be quiet and just listening carefully, or what's acceptable to a performer here in Southern California, since that's where these plays are being staged?
You mean in terms of audience involvement in a production?
In terms of audience I mean expletive in a sort of the general sense, and sort of utterances where we're appalled or shocked or unnerved or amused or something like that. How acceptable is it to give you that audio feedback?
Well, let me say...
Please.
In partial answer to your question, let me say that one way to think about the relationship of drama and theater is that theater is actually an activity. One does theater. That is to say, it involves a place. It involves actions and people. Drama literally means conflict or struggle. So there is lots of drama in comedy. In fact, comedy is all about struggle and dilemmas. That's what makes things funny, people getting into and then getting out of dilemmas. So the idea of drama is not by any means limited to the tragic. Drama has to do with conflict and problems that can be solved. So what I'm suggesting here is that the basis of the reaction of the audience is that we want the audience to be involved in a dramatic experience in the theater. That means we are not interested at UCI. We have the privilege as a university theater. We have the privilege not to simply present things that are, what can we say? I'll be really terrible here and say merely entertainment. That is to say, we want to challenge our audiences. We want to entertain
provoke.
Them, but we want to entertain them in such a way as to have them think about the way in which life can be very problematic in comedy as well as tragedy. In comedy, that problematization tends to be resolved by the end. In tragedy, it often isn't, though sometimes it is. So there's simply different ways of looking at the way in which drama works. So Cat on a Tin Roof is a perfect example of the way in which the theatrical presents very deep, dramatic, social, psychological, etc. problems. One of the reasons for having the children left in the play is that, as Jane says, one of the things it's about is the generations. And without those children on the stage, one loses the entire visual sense of what's to come.
Right, legacy.
You know, the way in which this next generation of these no-neck monsters is actually going to present us
build
with the world.
Neck.
Yeah, they're the ones who are going to be in Congress.
Oh my gosh. You pulled that one together. Well, I know, Jane, you've got to head out. I'm looking forward. I'll be over there to see what's going on there. And now, there's folks more. You can stay tuned for Ask a Leader in December. We'll talk more about this. Jane Page, thanks for coming on to Real People of Orange County.
Thank you. We'll see you at the open house.
I'll see you then and see you later.
Great.
Here we go.
Nice of you to give you time.
Wow, that was our law school administrator who won one of the three spots in our KUCI Fall Fund Drive contest. So way to go, guy. So that's another Stephen, actually. So we're back here at Real People of Orange County, and Jane Page had to leave, but you never know, we may have Jamie Jajong who will contribute some administrative heft in the remainder of this interview, where Stephen Barker is kind enough to give us a whole hour when they're all queuing up. It's a half an hour away it's 1 hour away from the countdown to the open house. So I know you got halfway into what the open house will be presenting. We can talk about some more of the exhibits, installations, and amenities, because you're very generous. I don't even know who foots the tab for all this. You're feeding people.
This is all entirely produced through the school. It's a gesture that the School of the Arts makes to introduce itself. It is truly an open house. Our house is open. So what we try to do is to present a series of glimpses, snapshots, if you like, of what the school has to offer, because in fact, going back many years, the school has had the reputation of being the best kept secret in Orange County, and it's my job as the dean of the School of the Arts to make that utter nonsense. That is to say, we are heading now toward making sure that everybody knows about us, and one of the ways in which we can do that is to make sure that they can come and visit us with some ease. So let me just say that if you are on campus or near campus, we are right across the famous little railroad bridge from the School of Humanities. There's a funny story about that. If there's time, I'll go into it.
Okay, we may save it, because we want to talk about all these wonderful amenities and how affordable all these tickets are for this whole year.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a fun drive here for the school yards. $5 to $20 gets you a performance that still keeps, I have goosebumps from thinking of how exquisite those performances were. So that's what we get a little glimpse of.
Nobody
today
leaves a performance in dance, drama, or music, or an exhibition from the art department without telling us, and this is universal.
I get it.
Without telling us that the quality of what they've just experienced is as good as not only they've ever seen on any campus, but our productions in the drama department are as good as you'll see in New York, and I'm not kidding. Our productions in the dance department are thoroughly professional level. The music performances of the symphony, of the jazz groups, we have two world-class jazz musicians as part of our faculty, three really nationally famous jazz musicians, when you include Michael Dessen,
yes,
in that group with Kayakagi and Nicole...
Nicole Mitchell. Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking off the top of my head here.
Well, there's so many.
So it's a remarkable faculty, and one of the ways in which the open house works is to just give a thumbnail sketch of the kinds of things that throughout the year, in 30 weeks of the three terms of the school year at UCI, more than 200 events take place in the School of the Arts.
Wow.
200 performances, right, presentations, right. etc. So literally, any night of the week, multiple weekend options, you can become immersed in and truly an expert, a critic, to use the word Samuel Beckett said was the most hateful word in the English language.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay.
A critic of the arts by coming over and seeing us. And what we try to do in the open house is to present a kind of rainbow vision of all four of our departments and our special platforms like the Beale Center for Art and Technology and the kinds of things that we do year-round, night after night, in the school. Now, keep in mind that it's, of course, an open house, so everything is free tonight. Come over and spend a few minutes looking into, taking a taste of dance, drama, music, the electronic arts.
Graphic arts.
We have it all. It's an amazing place.
I think we're leaving everybody hanging. Where? We've talked about over across the bridge, but there's the box office is going to be open the whole time.
Yep.
And we'll put the number up. Well, 824-2787. Everybody knows the area code by now is 949 around here. And everybody should know that the prefix is 824-UCI around here as well. But it's across the bridge where all the Fine Arts Plaza is, and it's mostly centered, though, around the Design Center building. Is that, do I have the right nomenclature there?
The School of the Arts is a little village. Used to be
Correct.
Called the Village.
Righto.
What is now the Claire Trevor Theater used to be called the Village Theater. So when you cross the bridge or come from the Bren parking structure, which is the other way to enter the School of the Arts, you will find yourself in a series of two little plazas. One is a plaza right in front of our Contemporary Arts Center. A number of the events in the open house are clearly marked as occurring in that little plaza. Right around the corner from the Contemporary Arts Center is a second plaza, which is called the Maya Lin Plaza, designed by a world-famous artist who did the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
prize-winning artist. That is a place where a number of other performance venues and our Cyber A Cafe, the Art Gallery, the Claire Trevor Theater are also located. So between those two little plazas, as though they were, you know, little electrons connected by a little walkway of about 100 feet, you'll have all of the events of the school. We're very condensed, very concentrated, but all of the events, with the exception
right,
of the little
Jane
theater,
was saying, right.
which are across in the humanities, are located right in those two
areas. It's a straight line.
Areas.
It's yep. a straight line, actually, as the crow cruises.
That's right.
So that'll be easy to do. So that's what, I just want to make sure everybody could locate that, since we're talking about what is and where and when is, but the where is the really essential there.
There'll be food there, too.
It'll be, right, food and drink.
If you're a student.
I was a little slow on this. So it's grown, though, that open house. It used
Absolutely.
To be just at the Contemporary Arts
yes,
Center.
Yes,
so
yes, yes. Well, we, you know.
More to add on every year, I guess.
It was a kind of beta testing experience at first. Should we do this? Does it make sense to invest in it?
Oh, it was a who's who's. It was like, you better be there. And I remember city council members were
that's
there.
Right,
and I'm trying to
right.
think of other dignitaries, the first very one.
It's turned out to be an enormous success. So we're very happy to keep doing it. It's a great thing we can offer to the
really?
Public for free to show us what we to show them what we do, but also to invite people to come in and talk to us. I'll be there for the entire time. Other faculty members and staff members in the school will be there to talk about other things that are going on in the school, what our vision for the school is. We'd just love to have you come.
Righto. And there's a website here for you to keep in mind for not only maybe some details about tonight, but how you can get your tickets for any of these performances at www.art.uci.edu. I mentioned that because I'm in on this shill, let's face it.
This is our fundraiser.
Raising fun as well. So you were talking about the world-famous Ed Moses, and you talked about the Dance Wellness suit with the suite and the suit, an injury consultation. A little bit about the art fundraiser, I think, before we took a break around there. So I'd like you to pick up with some of the other highlights that take us from what the venue does to what to expect in the year at the School of the Arts.
Okay, absolutely happy. And once again, if you don't come at the beginning of the open house, you're going to miss some things.
Okay.
Because what will happen to you is that you'll go into a room or you'll go into a gallery and you'll become immersed in it, which is, of course, exactly what we want you to do. But on the other hand, keep control of yourself, because what you would then be missing is the 6 or 7 or 8 other things that we would love to have you have a taste of when you come.
Right.
So think of the open house as being simply an introduction to the way in which the arts can pull you in.
A bento.
Then come back and be truly pulled in.
Okay.
So one of the things we're offering, for example, is what we're calling the community engagement booth, which Megan McDonald, our director of outreach, is running, in which she's going to talk about and be available for a discussion of all of the summer offerings that happen in the School of the Arts. If you're coming, if you're an adult from off campus and are coming with children of almost any age, you may want to talk to Megan about really and remarkable enrichment opportunities that we've just begun to offer. We're in year 3 of this, of the so-called Summer Academies program, in which students work with professional and pre-professional people in all of the arts, all of the disciplines of the School of the Arts, for a concentrated, limited period of time to work on specific projects which enhance and develop their artistic skills. We assume they have talent, so what we're working on is their skills. One of the most interesting facilities we have in the School of the Arts was something that Don and Joan Beal were responsible for bringing to us, actually a building that was built to house the Beal Center for Art and Technology, which is actually physically attached to the UCI University Art Gallery, one of
right.
the 3 places where the Ed Moses work is on display.
Okay.
It's a red building attached to the art gallery, in which we have 5 interactive video art games which are playable by visitors to those spaces. They are state-of-the-art video games projected on 25-foot screens, so that actually you have a sense of vertigo in this space. You're actually immersed in the games as you play them. If you're a gamer, please come. You'll see some games that are truly world-class. They've been seen around the world and are being seen in the West, on the West Coast, in Southern California,
so
for the first time.
Stephen, I'm going to ask Jamie if she can tell us how long that exhibit's going to be there,
yeah.
if you have a kind of an idea. So it's installed now. We can see it now, but we have maybe another month at least to take a look at that?
Until the end of January, actually.
Okay, great.
The Ed Moses exhibit is open until December 13th, and the Ito Stern exhibition is open until January 23rd.
Okay, I'm so
we
glad
have a
Jane's
lot going on.
Okay, thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
So chime in with those things.
I'm so tempted. I mean, you know, Dean Barker has just been so incredible, and it's been so wonderful having him here with such excitement. And again, since 1987, he knows everything about the arts, especially at Claire Trevor School of the Arts. And, you know, one thing we haven't talked about yet tonight is the open rehearsals that we're offering. We have something very exciting. Molly Lynch is actually doing a restaging for our 50th anniversary celebration of the classically produced Billy the Kid, which is something that was done by original chair Eugene Loring. So this is we have an incredible team of young dancers that are going to be restaging this. And a sneak little preview there in our William Gillespie Performance Studios in 1100, which is right around the corner when you walk over the bridge.
Okay.
So I definitely want to direct people there to take a look at one of those open rehearsals.
So is it easy for the patron to see with some signage, we know what's happening in that block, in that building, around that wall?
Oh, yes.
So
if
just
they come
guide
down,
us.
The Mesa parking structure is the best location to park on campus. It's the physical address is 4000 Mesa Row. So
right.
if you're coming off of university, right at the Mesa parking structure, you walk over the bridge, there's tons of signage. We actually have some student greeters that will be
Good.
There. And get copies of our season brochure. You know, another thing that Stephen mentioned earlier is we offer over 200 performances per year.
Yes.
And one of the things that the community doesn't really know, and this is our opportunity to talk about it, is that almost 75% of those performances are free and open to the public. So this is just a great way to get a little taste of what's happening in the arts. We have the Symphony is also having their open rehearsal this week, or tonight.
Tonight.
For performances in November, at the end of November. So, again, we have a ton of things happening on campus tonight. We hope you can come down 5:30 to 8. I believe I heard there was a mashed potato martini bar, a mashed potato teeny bar.
I don't know what that could mean.
I think it's martinis.
It's not martinis. It's a mashed potato teeny bar where you can create your own little mash teeny. It's been sort of all the rage, I understand, on campus.
Oh, well, okay. I guess I have to get ready for that. Now, for those of you who've just joined us, you're listening to the Claudia Shambaugh host Real People of Orange County. Kimberly Martin will be here next week here on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine and streaming around the world in box office lines on the web as KUCI.org. Stephen had something particular about either potato teenies or something else.
I wanted to pick up on something that Jamie's brought up with regard to the sneak previews of rehearsal open tonight. This is a really interesting and unique opportunity. Mm. Having heard Jane Page, you will know that experience across the bridge in humanities at the Little Theater for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof is just amazing, and you should definitely take that in. But there are three other open rehearsals that you should think about coming and looking at. Jamie mentions the one of Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid was originally choreographed by the first chair of the dance department when UCI was brand new to an original score by Aaron Copland, one of the most famous American composers. This is being remounted as the original production. That is to say, we're using it as part of the Bright Past part of the 50th anniversary of UCI, the other part of which is Brilliant Future. We're celebrating the world-famous people who've been part of the UCI family from the very beginning. So watching the restaging rehearsal for the 50th anniversary celebration of the revival of Billy the Kid is a truly historical monument in American dance, in the relationship between American dance and truly American music. If you know about Aaron Copland, you know that he is the great American composer of the 20th century. But in addition to that, one of the most interesting performance spaces we have is something we call the XMPL.
Yes.
It is an experimental performance space in our new theater, our new building.
Mm-hmm.
It's open tonight. There will be an open opportunity to see in this black box theater an extraordinary space that is shared by all four of the departments, dance, drama, music, and art, for experimental productions. The rehearsal in there will be of something called The Last Lifeboat, which is a world premiere of a play by a man named Luke Yankees. It tells a story of one person's experience on the night of the sinking of the Titanic. It is an extraordinary piece using all kinds of technology, very interesting, one of those things that you'll be very immersed in if you choose to come and see it. And as Claudia mentioned, there is also an open rehearsal for UCI's Symphony Orchestra. If you're not used to hearing symphonic music, you really should come and listen to what a first-class university symphony sounds like. Under Stephen Tucker's direction, this is an orchestra which is increasingly making a name for itself in Southern California. For example, if you don't come and hear them tonight in their rehearsal, you're going to have to go to either the Barclay or the amazing Soca Theater on the Soca University campus, just to the south of Irvine, because that's the level at which they're performing. So tonight is the opportunity to see and hear a glimpse of these truly remarkable performances. One of the things we're most often asked about is, what happens behind the scenes of these amazing performances you put on, theater, dance, drama, music? And this is an opportunity that only a few people get to have. Our large donors, for example, are invited to come and watch rehearsals to see what happens behind the scenes. Here's a chance for you to do it as well. So come and see what a rehearsal is actually like. If you're interested in music, in plays, in the dance, now's the time.
You know, Stephen, this show is called Real People of OC, and I have to tell you, being fairly new at the university, I was blown away the first time I went to a performance at our school. And I think that the fact that it has been this best kept secret is one of the things that we are trying to change by having this open house. Because again, 10 years in Orange County and being at Segerstrom and seeing some of the, you know, mass amounts of professional theater, music, and everything that Orange County has to offer, we are on par, if not in some cases, we have that energy of hidden talent that I think that, you know, Orange County really needs to be able to see. So if you have not been to Claire Trevor School of the Arts before, this is a great opportunity to come by and get a little taste of so many different things in one evening. In addition to the box office being open from 5:30 to 8, we also will be giving you some materials of all of our season programs and brochures, letting you know about those 75% of free performances that we offer.
I want to say a shout out to one other secret weapon at the Claire Trevor School of the Arts. It's the box office manager, David Walker.
Agreed.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely astonishing. And he will, if you want to watch an amazing performance tonight.
Oh, good. Is he
come over and watch David in the box office.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
He's just, ball of energy, ball of fire.
Year round. He's a year round performance, too. So handling Shakespeare and all summer while some people are chilling in Provence or something like that, you know?
David handles the box office for the New Swan Shakespeare Festival in the summer.
Year
as well.
Round, that man's doing
so
it.
He is so. truly a devotee of the school. We couldn't do it without him.
It with such aplomb. So that's.
And he'll be there.
Okay,
now, don't
great.
Get stuck looking in the window of the box office. Come and see some other events as well while you're there. That is to say, if you can tear yourself away from the potato teenies.
Fine. Well, for those of you who've just joined us, here on Real People of Orange County, we have Interim Dean of the Claire Trevor School of the Arts, Stephen Barker. And Jamie DeJong is with she is the communications person, the go-to.
Director of Marketing.
Director of Marketing is the title at UCI, and we did not give her a proper introduction. So
I say brand ambassador for one of the greatest schools that there is in Orange County, let alone the nation.
She's a chief salesman, woman, sorry.
And we try to do what we can here to make sure that nothing is lost. And when you say the best kept secret, it just sounds just a little, I really think it's just a matter of, it's not, people haven't been acquainted yet, but there's no Kea Cockeys. But for those of you who haven't heard this, is that he was in Miles Davis's last jazz ensemble.
That's right.
And so that's not a kept secret. It's just that it's the brand, I guess. It's that brand that gets out, that's, you know, on this inside this campus. Now, yeah. I'd like for Jamie DeJong to bring up, maybe Stephen can as well, is there going to be any beta testing of any kind of accessibility, sort of transportation from venue to venue?
That's such a
big one.
We actually have been doing that. In fact, tonight, those folks who do have a hard time getting around, we do offer a shuttle service that will get you across the bridge. So, especially because, you know, we have such an amazing group of, you know, older demographic here in Orange County, and some of our biggest fans. And
yes.
So we are trying to make sure that we can accommodate them to have the easiest access as possible. There's handicap parking in the Mesa structure, and then we also provide shuttle service.
And so how does that work?
So when you go to the Mesa parking structure, we actually have a shuttle that is on the main level of Mesa Road.
Okay.
And that shuttle will take you across the street over by where the Beale Center for Art and Technology is.
Okay.
And then it's just a few steps to most of the programs from there. But yeah, we've been doing this now for the last year. It's been received with some great reception, and we are going to be continuing to do it this year. And we are testing it as far as feedback, and so far we've been getting some positive feedback. It's not as easy as one of those amazing people movers from like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that take you from door to door, but it's definitely helpful.
Okay, so good. Well, that's a good trial then tonight, and then it'll get tweaked throughout the seasons here.
Exactly.
I have so many dear friends that hate to miss out on this, on these lovely performances, because they simply can't. And it's a tricky terrain to navigate if you have any kind of sorts of disabilities, though. Yep. So I'm so glad that you're working on that. It's something I've always talked to the brass about, because there's seats available when I go to those performances, and I want every one of those. That's my goal. It's like pitching this fun drive here at KUCI 80.9 FM in Irvine at 949-824-5824, where you can send your donations. It's also, I'm pitching getting every single seat filled in every performance. It's that's my goal.
We have a common goal.
Yeah.
And the secret is out. We are no longer
the
a secret. Out.
No, and no, the goal, it's not because I want to make everybody happy at the School of the Arts. I want to make the patrons happy. Everybody who was in that seat who got to hear it and talk about it. And I can, now the best compliment to you, I don't think you heard this, when the Nina Skolnick and Lorna Griffith, two piano piece for four hands, the Rachmaninoff, suite right, number right. 12 or 17, or I'm trying to remember which suite number, but... Right. When they finished pounding out that last movement in that piece, there was this effete mathematician who sort of grimaced and said, I think they play the piano better than I do my math.
Fantastic.
So that's
true. Higher, I experienced that. It's heart pounding.
What yeah. higher accolade than that?
I don't think there is. And so that, and I sent Lorna Griffith a Mother's Day thank you card with that
very
expression
nice.
Of gratitude.
Very
but
nice.
That's neither here nor there. So
yeah. Well, both Lorna and Nina are going to be playing concerts this year as part of our faculty
yes.
artist series. They will not be playing this evening, but they will be playing in January and April. So if you go to our website, www.arts.uci.edu/events.
Yes.
We have
yes.
the entire calendar of events. You can also click on any of those links. And we actually just redid our website. So come take a look at it and see all of the new things we have to offer and purchase tickets directly.
You've given us such incentive to turn out tonight and to watch year-round because we do have the Swan Theater productions going on during the summertime. So what would you like to leave our salivating listeners with in the next two
goodness.
Minutes?
Go get a Kleenex. I think what I would say is that I would like to tell you that the center of creativity and innovation at UCI, which is noted for its innovation, is the Claire Trevor School of the Arts. We are placed literally at the center of what is happening on the campus. The new chancellor, Howard Gilman, has introduced his first initiative as
yes.
the new chancellor
yep,
at
I've
UCI.
Heard.
His first initiative is not in medicine. It is not in engineering. It is the Arts and Culture Initiative, of which the Claire Trevor School of the Arts is the driving engine. We will be making contact with all of the other disciplines around campus to generate creative activity. So what I would say is our vision, which we are presenting in snippets tonight at the open house, is a vision of participatory innovation and creativity on the campus. We want you to come and participate in helping us be the driving engine of creativity and innovation in Orange County and on the UCI campus. We're ready to receive you. We're ready for your ideas. Our eyes and ears are open for you. I'll be there for the entire time. I look forward to meeting you as you come across the bridge. I'll be happy to join with others, with Jamie and others, to direct you to the specific things you want to see and hear. But the overall vision we have is one in which we are going to be and are already and have been for 50 years, the wellspring of creativity that we have to offer to you and to bring out of you as well. If we have one thing that we would like to leave you with for tonight, it's that you've come and been surprised by what we do. You got something you didn't expect from coming to us, and that will whet your whistle to come back and get a fuller experience of the surprising arts at UCI.
So fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Claudia.
Jamie, thank you for coming on and helping us with some of the administrative details. I want to thank Interim Dean of the School of the Arts is Stephen Barker here at Radio KUCI, and Jamie DeJong joining him from the Communications Director of Marketing at this point. And Jane Page was here earlier, and she's off setting up her rehearsal for her own performers to be getting ready and for as part of an installation. I want to thank everybody for listening. Next week, I'm going to close out with a beautiful piece that was performed and written by Alan Tresiano as I give a little bit more of the pledge. Thanks for listening, all.